Hey, good morning. It is Saturday, September the 20th in the year of our Lord 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. So we got a special day today. We're going to bring in Chris Tomlin again, but as is any other day, we will enter by consecration. So wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled Jesus Saves. It's session number 2 with Chris Tomlin on the Wake Up Call sessions. Our text is Matthew chapter 20, verses 8 through 12. Hear now the word of the Lord. And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first. And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, these last worked only 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who've borne the burden of the day in the scorching heat? The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today's another one of our special wake-up call Chris Tomlin sessions, so you'll need to listen or watch. Of course, you are if you're hearing this. The podcast is linked above, the YouTube link, of course, right here in the email. In the latter part of the entry, Chris and I will be talking through and sharing his brand new song, Jesus Saves. So onward, gospelers. Number one, in today's text, Jesus once again casts a vision of God's kingdom. He chooses a common scene, both ancient and present day, in agriculture environments all over the world. It's a picture of poor day laborers. They turn up every morning, super early, and congregate in the town center. Local farmers come by and hire them for the day. They come again at 9, noon, 3, and 5 and hire more workers. The rub comes when it's time to pay the workers. He begins by paying first the workers who worked least. Only he pays them for a full day's work. The ones who worked all day complained, despite also being paid for a full day's work. Those who were hired last worked only 1 hour, they said, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work in the heat of the day. Number two, what's going on here? Well, there are two kinds of people in the world, abundance people and scarcity people. Abundance people believe no matter how little there seems to be, there will always be more than enough. Scarcity people believe no matter how much there seems to be, there will never be enough. Scarcity people live in a world filled with judgment. Abundance people live in a world filled with mercy. Point is, scarcity people are so invested in scarcity, they want scarcity for others. They live in a world of merciless exactitude, and they call it fairness. What's stunning is how scarcity people heap judgment upon the abundant one, aka Jesus. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? Bottom line here, abundance saves people. Scarcity kills people. Is it any wonder the headline over the section of the text following this parable reads, Jesus predicts his death a third time? Point number three, one more thing. The scene progresses to two blind beggars on the side of the road, shouting to Jesus for mercy. Hear the voice of scarcity all around them. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet. Scarcity kills. Now hear the voice of abundance. Jesus stopped and called them. What do you want me to do for you? Abundance saves. You know the rest of the story. Let's just say he did what they could not do. Where there was no way, he made a way. Jesus saves. He did what they could not do. Where there was no way, he made a way. Jesus saves. Let's welcome Chris Tomlin into the conversation now. So, Chris, one of the amazing things I've learned about Jesus, and you know, we're reading these Gospels every day. We're reading a chapter a day for 89 days.
It's awesome.
You're going to be doing it on the bus.
Yeah, I'm on the tour bus. I'll be doing it.
And because we just have got to get more dialed in to our King.
Right.
I mean, he's our King.
Right.
We're do whatever he says. We and if you don't stay anchored in the Gospels themselves, you'll make Jesus just a projection of your best self,
right.
Your best life.
Right.
Because his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. How are we going to learn his thoughts and his ways? But by immersing ourselves in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just in our sort of spiritual sense of his life. It's like, it's been written down. We know exactly what he did. One of the things I've learned in this is Jesus asked a lot of questions.
Mm.
He asked people a lot. I've got a count of 300.
300 questions?
Yes. Maybe some overlaps, but
no, it's amazing.
But do you know that he got asked a lot of questions?
Mm-hmm.
183. Wow. He was asked 183 questions by people. That you'd think there'd be more. You'd think there might be 10,000.
Yeah, exactly.
But people didn't recognize him.
Right.
Out of those 183, he only answered three.
Really?
Yes. He only answered three. My favorite question that Jesus asked, well, it's actually the question he asked the most. Not my favorite question, it's the question he asked the most. Get ready. Have you not read? Have you not read?
Like, yeah.
He asks it over and over. Have you not read?
Yeah.
He's talking about God's word.
Yeah.
And so that's why we do the wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
We're waking up to the word of God because the grass withers and the flower fades, but
the word
of the Lord endures forever.
Forever.
That's what we're waking up to every single day.
Mm-hmm. Have you not read?
Have you not read? I don't want him to say that to me.
Right.
Have you not read?
Yeah.
This is so brilliant to me. Well, my favorite question of Jesus is when he's coming down the road. And Jesus is, he's always on a journey. I often say that Jesus, you know, God loves the world, but Jesus doesn't love the world. I say Jesus doesn't love people. Jesus doesn't love persons. Jesus loves a person. Mm-hmm. He's always going to a person. It's a woman by a well. It's a man in a tree. It's a man with 5,000 demons. He's always going to a person. On this day, he comes to this blind man. Mm-hmm. His name was Bartimaeus, yeah. The Bible tells us. And he is making a ruckus. He's heard who's coming. And they try to quiet him down. And Jesus says, bring him to me. And he looks at the blind man who couldn't see him. And he says, this is one of the questions of Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? And he said, I want to see. I want my sight. And Jesus heals his sight right there. And, you know, I think about just the richness of the salvation of Jesus, right? He doesn't just save our souls. He saves our body. He saved this man's eyesight. He cares about the things we care about.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the song on the new record. It's called Jesus Saves.
Jesus Saves. You don't have to try to figure out what I'm trying to say with this song, right? This is I'm thinking about the signs on the old churches, on the Salvation Army
yes.
downtown.
On the billboards.
On the red neon, Jesus Saves. It was what I was thinking about with this song. And just wanted to just say it. I wanted to just write a song with that. And my favorite part of this song is the bridge of the song. And I've tried this line. I have written this line in so many songs, JD, and it's just never not quite worked. And I'm thankful that it finally found a place that it belonged. I've always, this line, he did what I could not do. Now, I know that's not earth-shattering, but for me, I've always just loved how simple that says it, yeah. And it says so much. He did what I could not do. And so that's why I sing that over and over in this song. This is...
And you say, when there was no way, he made a way.
He did what I could not do. We can't make our way to God. We know that, right? There's nothing. There's no striving.
We can't even fix our problems.
Our own problems. Right. Exactly. And so I think, and especially maybe in a lot of, I'll just say American Christianity, I know a lot of people might think it's a list of all the things I need to do. If I do this, if I do that, if I do this, do the right things, do all these things, oh, look at all these things I'm doing. Maybe that's salvation. Maybe that God likes that.
Yes.
Or it's the opposite way. Look at all the things I don't do. I don't do that, and I don't do this. It's these lists, right? It's all the things I do, or it's all the things I don't do. And yet, the gospel, what you're talking about it for these 89 days, the good news of Jesus is, it's already been done. He did it. And there's nothing you can do, and there's nothing you cannot do.
And by his stripes,
we are healed.
We're healed.
Yeah.
That's why I've gotten to where I don't pray for healing anymore. I say, Jesus, I receive your healing. You've done it.
You've done it.
I'm going to receive it.
Yeah. This is it. And so this is Jesus Saves. I just played the chorus and the bridge of this because I just love it. And he did what. So when we sing that together, he did what I could not do. Join in. And it's a celebration. It ought to bring some life in you and some faith in you. He did what I could not do because he made a way where there was no way. I'll testify, I will testify all my days that Jesus saves.
It's good. Here it is.
Jesus saves, Jesus saves. His mercy came running when I called his name. What a wonderful Savior, what a beautiful grace. I was dead, now I'm alive. I testify that Jesus saves. He did what I could not do. He did what I could not do. Where there was no way, he made a way.
I could not do. He did what I could not do. Where there was no way, he made a way. He did what I could not do. He did what I could not do. Where there was no way, he made a way. He did what I could not do. He did what I could not do. Where there was no way, he made a way. Where there was no way, he made a way. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. His mercy came running when I called his name. What a wonderful Savior, what a beautiful grace. I was dead, now I'm alive. I testify that Jesus saved. Oh, I was dead, now I'm alive. I testify that Jesus saved.